what I try to do in that show, and we'll get back to that, is that the marriage a player has to his team is often filled with another level, if you will, of infidelity, that you have to deal with the fact that players come and go 20 to 30% yep. every year, and how yep. do you not project that out into your relationships? Likewise, the coach sure. has to figure out a way to make his players understand that he is loyal to them, that he is worth trusting. What do you think about that?
No question. I mean, it is a tricky road because let's never forget it's a business. But to have a successful team, you have to have the sense that it's a family. And that's the biggest challenge on both sides of the equation between players and coaches is to understand it's a business. I need you to emotionally come together and trust each other and believe in each other. Knowing at the same time that any one of us could be gone because of a business decision elsewhere. And I've always felt that if you were going to be a successful coach, you need to find, aside from the X's and O's, basically everybody knows the X's and O's. The key is getting guys to buy into the idea that they're not just playing for money. They're not just playing for fame. They're not just playing for personal statistics. But everybody in the league gets that. We want to play for something higher than that. We want to play for something that is going to last beyond the money and beyond all of that, and that is our relationship with each other and achieving something collectively that we could never do individually. And being able to keep guys... keep that in the forefront of everybody's mind as you go forward day by day through a season, to me, is really the trick of how you end up building a championship team.
You know, Red Auerbach's passing brings that up because look at what he was able to do in addition, of course, to bringing in the black athlete at a whole new level and establishing a legitimacy and a normalcy for the black athlete in the NBA and in major sports, in some ways at a new level than even Jackie Robinson did, really taking it to a normalcy that had not occurred before. We're joined by Seth Joyner, who's looked at coaches and experienced different coaching styles from the good and the bad and sometimes the ugly. Seth, how are you?
Doing good, Nick. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. You know, Seth, I wanted to ask you, with Rick Bucher here talking about the NBA, you know what it's like when you've got a coach that you just don't trust. I'm thinking about coaches that have that magic where you do want to sacrifice. A guy like Mike D'Antoni is one of them. A guy like Pat Riley clearly is one of them. Phil Jackson is one of them. In the NFL, who would you liken to those coaches? What is the secret in your mind to building that trust in literally in a matter of weeks?
Well, I think nowadays a guy like Bill Parcells is a guy like that. Marvin Lewis is a guy like that. Obviously, Marty Schottenheimer's been doing it a long time. I think, you know, it's a relationship that's formed between players and coaches that really brings that about. And the biggest thing is that, you know, the players buy into what it is the coach is selling. The coach has got to have some type of believability about him, or he's got to have some type of credibility about him to get particularly the older players on the team to buy into that whole thing. And then, you know, a lot of times it's just being able to see that he's had some success down the road and that he knows what the heck he's talking about to get guys, you know, to buy into it. But it is a difficult proposition, you know, because as a young player, you really don't understand all that's involved. You just want to be a player. You just want to make your money, you know. But as you get older, you start to understand what winning the championship is really all about, and you also understand what it takes and what's needed and what's required by every player, every role player, every coach that's involved in order for you to get there.
Rick, let's get back to the NBA and how that applies in the NBA these days. Yep. Because players have changed. The culture's changed. It's a younger NBA. It's even more commercial than ever. The NFL is more commercial than ever. Both leagues have their own television networks. Seth knows all about that. The cult of personality, if you will, has become more important as well. Let's look at some of the teams that are doing well so far, like the Mavericks right now, and maybe the Warriors as well.
Yeah, well, in both of those cases, you have coaches with different styles. In the case of Avery Johnson with the Mavericks, those guys believe in him because he's got a ring on his finger. And I think this points to what Seth was saying. You need two things to believe in a coach. You have to believe that he can make you better, and you have to believe that he can get you where you want to go, and that he knows more, as much or more about the game than you do. And that's, I see it all the time with coaches who they go out there. Let's the example of Mike Montgomery preceding Don Nelson with the Golden State Warriors. Mike Montgomery came out of college. He was in college for 25 years, and he tried to get up to speed with the NBA. Well, the first time he mismanages the clock or he runs a play where Baron Davis says, "Man, that doesn't work on this level," he's lost that faith, and you can't get it back. Don Nelson, meanwhile, comes in, and he's suddenly using guys in ways that they've never seen before, and they feel like they're being put in a position to succeed. They're going to eat that up. They're going to play that much harder for him, and that is the distinction. And it sounds simple, but it is not an easy thing to do. The line you walk as a coach, you can't make too many mistakes where you expose that you might know less than the guys that that you're coaching. And in a lot of situations, you're coaching guys who have had more experience in the league doing what they do than you do. So you got to find a way to get up to speed and be able to add something to their knowledge that maybe they didn't know before.